What's your favorite song from the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission JCDC Gospel Song Competition? Well, I think I have maybe 10 favorite songs. But don't blame me, there are so many to choose from, dating all the way back to the late 80s. And so today, the arts page will be focusing on this year's competition. Stay with us.
Feel alright. Every time I read my Bible.
That's Lester Lewis and Singing Rose Ministry with their 1988 winning song in the JCDC Gospel Song Competition. Just a year before, in 1987, the Hummingbirds won the inaugural title of first ever Gospel Festival Song winner with the song My Heart Is Willing. Since then, the competition has come a long way. The Gospel Song Competition began 27 years ago as a means of unearthing, developing, and showcasing the best of the Jamaican culture. It soon became an iconic presentation of indigenous gospel music on the island.
We're just offering the opportunity for them so that they can be seen by the producers in the industry and also gain the development from the experts.
Coordinator of the JCDC Gospel Song Competition, Leighton Jones. Many names in the local gospel music industry, such as Jabez,
I'm drinking from my saucer,
Glacier Robinson,
you're a survivor.
And Kevin Downswell.
You make me stronger.
Got their start in the JCDC Gospel Competition.
More blessings
finalists are being trained and mentored for this year's competition. These finalists were selected from a list of close to 200 entrants.
It was very difficult to go through the 119 for auditions. We have to do an audition in the morning, and then those who make it through, they have to sing their song in its entirety in the evening. And so it's a real tedious process. But, you know, what we'd like to get more songwriters and performers to be a part.
The 10 finalists, including a four-member group, are Adrian Bell, Anishka Sinclair, Orville Sutherland, Stacey Ann Brooks Christos, Travis Gordon, Anisha Walker, Chevon Nelson, Jerome Welch, Kenisha Smith, and the group Servants. These shortlisted artists are benefiting from workshops geared towards preparing them for the entertainment world. Some of the topics being covered include intellectual property rights and introduction to the music industry.
Started rehearsing with the live band and the harmony singers. We're rehearsing their warm-up songs as well, and so we're hoping to have them do performance opportunities in the month of July, and so the songs will go on the radio.
An album with the 2014 gospel songs was recently released.
We do an album, you know, to really expose the artists to the world, the real world of the music industry.
Coordinator of the JCDC Gospel Song Competition, Leighton Jones.
I need a word from you, oh Lord.
The winner of this year's JCDC Gospel Competition will bring home over $400,000 in cash and prizes. The winner will be selected on July 27 at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center in Kingston. So be sure to come out in your numbers for an evening of a lifetime.
By faith, I'm gonna make a step. By faith, all right.
And that's it for the Arts Page. I'm Ruth Ann Carr. Be sure to join me again next time when we'll highlight our festival queens.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.